You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 40, Marketing Hacks in Real Estate. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. I want to talk to you this week about some different marketing hacks that are involved in real estate. A lot of people might not think of them as marketing, but they understand that they exist. We'll go over the ins and outs of them, how they affect your business, and how to use best practices in order to gain new clients from unexpected sources. A lot of these sources we all know exist, but again, we didn't think of them as marketing. I'm going to teach you how to use them as marketing and how to grow your business. So first, let's talk about Google. When I say Google, I'm just going to use it generically, but what I mean is Google, Bing, Yahoo, whatever is your preferred provider for these, but I would highly suggest going with Google just because of the user base alone. It's one of the largest user bases, so you're going to get the most bang for your buck by working this system within Google. First, we want to start writing reviews. So before we even do that, we want to make sure we create a good Google profile. We fill out all the information allowing people to know who's writing the reviews, and all the information about us, maybe a photo of yourself in your real estate attire, whether an agent, broker, attorney, whatever you are, it doesn't really matter. Just make sure that the person sees the same photo as they'd see on your profile and everywhere else. That way they know it's you. Then just make sure you put a little information about what you do in real estate so that if anybody clicks on you, which people do, they actually audit who wrote the review. When they click on you, they're going to see you. So writing reviews is an important part. You can go around local businesses and right away, you probably can write hundreds of reviews without even actually having to go to new places because you've probably never written a review in the past. So you've got tons of reviews in your mind that you could drop. One of the nice things about this is if you're dropping nice reviews about different companies locally, you're going to gain their respect and you're also going to gain their trust as far as when they think about real estate, they're going to think about you. Because let's face it, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's an internet meme out there that talks about it's amazing how people will buy Michael Jordan's new shoes for $110. But then they say their local friend is too expensive for something, so they don't get anything. One of the best things you can give for free to a local business is a review. This is something that is highly valuable to them because it's going to tell other people that you trust them. And through the power of trusting what other people say, they're going to believe in the business. So writing reviews locally can make people realize the business is great, which then the local business owner respects the fact that you reviewed them. And also you're more likely to get reviews from people in the future because of the fact that you reviewed them. Don't forget, there is a need for negative and positive reviews. You don't have to be a jerk, but writing an honest review is an honest review, and it is what it is. Sometimes we have bad experiences. If you go on your review account and all you see is 5-star reviews, most people won't trust your review account. Or if all they see is 1-star reviews, most people won't trust your review account. Remember, a 1-star review is reserved for a 1-star experience. A lot of people write a 1-star review because of their personal anger, but that's not actually how reviews work. They work based on what happened? Did you make it to your end result? Chances are, if you made it to the end result, you really don't deserve a 1-star review. Maybe a 3 because their service wasn't great or they were a little bit rude, but you actually have to write honest reviews. If you want people to value your reviews and you want to actually be a good reviewer, you really got to write reviews honestly. Giving someone a 5-star because it was an exceptional thing, that's great, but if it was just okay, they probably deserve a 4-star. There's nothing wrong with a 4-star. Unfortunately, in the modern day place, where people are only writing 1 and 5s, it really skews the results. You go in and you see a 1 and you see 5s, and you kind of wonder what the heck is that about, and it's because most people don't know how to actually write a good review. Writing good reviews, whether 4 or 5, people are going to like that. They're going to be happy about it. Another thing you can do on Google is you can upload photos. You go to local restaurants, you go to local entertainment places, taking photos inside and outside and documenting the place and then uploading them into your Google account is going to actually make them stick to the account. And then again, people are going to look at the photos and they're going to audit who put them up and they're going to end up back on your profile, which at the beginning we talked about putting the fact that you work in real estate, which is going to teach them not only are you in real estate, but you're a local authority. You're writing reviews, you're taking photos, you're documenting the area, and you're helping people gain business. And then last but not least, another thing you can do is commenting and reviewing photos. What I mean by that is you can make comments on people's reviews, you can make comments on people's photos, you can like photos. As you do that, again, the person who you like or you write a comment on their photo, they're going to then look back at who did that, which then is going to lead them to your profile, which is then going to lead to you becoming an authority in real estate locally. And then over time, as you continue to do this, you become a Google contributor account, and slowly but surely your rank will rise and you'll get other free incentives that will be sent to you, as well as your authority locally and the display of your images will happen more often, which means that you're ultimately going to get even more eyeballs. So remember, writing reviews and taking photos and being a contributor is a great way to become a local resource and to get those eyes on your profile that would normally not be there. Similar things happen with Yelp. Some people like Yelp, some people don't like Yelp, some people don't really know what Yelp is. Yelp's a place where you can write about businesses, and unfortunately over time they've actually attracted quite a grouping of people who like to write bad reviews. So going on Yelp and writing honest reviews is actually going to get you a lot of credit. Again, you can attach all your profiles to it, you can attach social medias, you can attach a lot of different things to your reviews. It's going to give you more content to post. You can actually simulpost on Yelp as well as Facebook and Instagram and all these other ones like Twitter at the same exact time. So this actually gives you something else you can put through your feed wall that is localized, that is giving content, and that is going to increase your readership. I, for a while, was doing a lot of Yelp reviews, and I was getting a lot of comments locally from people that were seeing my Yelp reviews and really appreciating them. So this is something, again, where you can become a local authority. And if you just continue to work on each one of these platforms, taking over the local marketplace, it means that hundreds, if not thousands of eyeballs every single week are going to see you, your name, your reviews, your content, your photos, and realize not only is this person new real estate, but they're really hyper-localized and they know my area well. They know where to eat. They know where to go for fun. They know who to see. They know where the best is. I want to use them for real estate because they're going to be able to help me out a lot. Another thing that most people don't use Yelp for, but is a great way to continue gaining a bigger basis, is to comment and like other people's photos and reviews, as well as to actually say, yes, this review is an honest review and it's a good review. And then also you can say that a person is a good reviewer, which then is going to boost them, which again, through the law of helping people out, people love people that help them. So you continue to grow. So these are just a few things with the review side of things that you can do as marketing hacks. Remember, the more you can get out there on the internet and you can get into places where people aren't putting as much effort in, the more you can take over certain spots and segments and really become a local celebrity as far as this is concerned. Let's talk about YouTube. YouTube is something that people are using for a lot of different things. I'm not going to go over everything you can use it for. I just want to go over a few that I would consider hacks that some people are not using and should be using. One is a real estate business, doing local business interviews, going into local businesses, asking the owner when you could get an interview with either them or a manager, doing the interview, posting it on your YouTube channel, and then sharing it out and giving them the link to share can really get a lot of eyeballs on you through kind of piggybacking off of their already existing business, people that want to find out more about them, and then they realize that you do real estate locally. So that's a great one. Local business tours is very similar. You can reach out to these business owners and say, you know, I have my photographer and my videographer with me today. We're going to do a shot of a property close to yours. Do you mind if we come by and do a tour of your business? You give them the business tour. You let them put it up on their Google. You let them put it up on their socials. And you have it all lead back to you, which ultimately says that you care about the local business owners. And again, you're going to piggyback off theirs. Local event videos is another great way. We all spend a lot of money on making drone videos and videos of walkthrough tours and all this, but not enough of us are spending enough time, money, and energy into creating localized content, which local event videos could just be a compilation of a bunch of different things going on at the event. Make sure to get permission from everybody when I'm talking about the photos and videos of the actual physical people. The photos of the property isn't as big of a deal as getting the licensing to allow people to be in your videos, especially if you're going to be putting them onto your channel. So just make sure you keep that in mind. But local event videos, a lot of people love to see what happened at anything from Hanover Day to whatever you have locally, holidays, a bunch of different events like that. Great way to reach out to people and get more people onto your channels. Local interviews with different people, maybe town hall, maybe different inspectors, maybe different people involved in your community that are community leaders, maybe someone that just graduated the high school and got a scholarship, all different localized interviews. Again, one of the goals of doing all these different interviews and tours and everything is, I've already said it a few times, but to piggyback off of somebody else's following. This is something that's not done enough on the internet. Everybody has a following, and the more you piggyback off of other people's followings, the more you'll find people that like your stuff but just wouldn't have found it until you piggybacked off something they were already watching. And then last but not least on YouTube, another way to continue to grow yourself and grow the knowledge of you is be the person who does the likes first. Follow and subscribe to other people's channels, like their videos, comment on their videos, and be a contributor on their page. That's going to make them go back to your page, and chances are if you subscribe and you're a good active user of theirs, they're going to do the same back, and that's going to help you get your preliminary basis. A lot of people have trouble getting those first 1 through 10 or 1 through 100 likes or subscribers. Once you start actually engaging, you're going to find the engagement level on your page goes up. Now let's talk about Facebook. Facebook is one where a lot of us know how to market on there. We know a lot of different things, and I don't need to go over all of them. But one thing that's underutilized is check-ins. Check-ins are when you say, I'm at a local place. When you check in, I guarantee you, back to the local business owner that wants more help, you check in, they're going to be thankful for your check-in. It's also going to tell people locally when they audit your profile, which is one of the first things people do when they find a new real estate agent, they find a new mortgage broker, they find a new insurance agent, they go on your profile and they go through it as much as they possibly can. The more check-ins you show, the more localized you are, the more they can actually assimilate with you. They start to say, wow, he likes the same restaurants as me. Oh, wow, she loves to get her nails done at the same place as I do. Oh, that's a great hair salon. I'd like to check that out. Tagging people on things, checking in, creating videos and photos of localized businesses are all great ways of taking over Facebook as far as getting people to follow you. And again, not to beat a dead horse, but we're always looking to piggyback. We're always looking to jump onto other people's followings in order to get maximum exposure. Instagram is very similar. Instagram is one where we're always sharing photos and videos, but far too often does it become a shrine to oneself. It becomes a bunch of selfies. It becomes, I'm really cool. Look at my cool meals. Look at all this. But you never give credit to who cooked the cool meal. You never give credit to whose place you were at. Where is that view? Is that view at a famous restaurant? Check in. Make sure you put in. It's not the same as a check-in with Facebook. It's actually tagging the photo where it's located, but using photo locations and using tags for restaurants and tags for different events and tags for maybe the celebrity or whoever that's in that photo is going to piggyback you off of their marketplace, which is going to get you that exposure. On Instagram, one thing that's funny, both Instagram and Facebook actually, is people that have private profiles. Let's get over it. The world is what it is. It's a public place nowadays. You don't think your information's out there? Well, you have all the thanks in the world to Equifax, TJX, Bank America, everybody else who's been hacked. Your actual important information is out there? Trust me, nobody in the world has time to go through your Instagram or Facebook and to write things down and to steal your information. And plus, what does it really matter what your dog's name is and things like that? Unless someone's literally trying to go old school and hack a password backwards by writing down every single piece of information from you and putting it in, then you have nothing to worry about. And what I just said is basically made up because no one ever did that. It was done by bots and computers. So you really don't have to worry about it. Just make sure you're sharing the stuff, especially as somebody who's trying to gain business. Hiding yourself on the internet is one of the stupidest things you could possibly do. If someone goes on and looks for your profile and they can't find you, but they can find somebody else, and when they find that other person, they can find out everything about them as far as real estate, they're going to trust that person much more than the person who's in hiding. Most people think right away when they find a profile that's in hiding is that the person must have inappropriate behavior or must not have many friends because they're obviously hiding from people for a reason. Must have a lot of angry exes, they must have a lot of issues, and they don't want people to access their profile. No one thinks, wow, that severely honest person that has a great life is hiding it because it's so good they don't want other people to be jealous. It's not going to happen. So now let's talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn's one where a lot of people don't know exactly how to use it. It's more popular with the business class. It's more popular with the older adults online versus the younger kids tend to be in the Instagrams, the TikToks, and some of the other new ones. LinkedIn is a place where people who really have jobs exist, and they're usually great places to work for customers to get them into your business so that you can grow your client base. One great way to work your LinkedIn profile and to continue growth is profile endorsements. A lot of people have trouble getting people to endorse them for skills. If you work with a mortgage provider locally and they do a great job, go onto your LinkedIn, go into their profile and endorse them for real estate. As you continue to build these relationships, you're going to foster relationships with other industry professionals by endorsing them on their profile, which is a public way of saying this person's good at what they do, which if you do that to other people, they're going to end up doing it to yours. You also can go on, and if you see someone else creating great content, if they're writing their own blogs, if they're doing things that are very interesting, you can actually share their content. Don't go sharing things that are from New York Times that they've shared, that someone else has shared, because no one cares. people are sharing like that just a rapid fire share. Find something a little more personal to them. Find something that they actually created and that they feel really strong about and share that. And you're really going to build a big impression with them. But ultimately, LinkedIn is one of those places where you really want to be connecting with other people more than the creation of things. It's important to be a creator, but I can tell you from my experience on LinkedIn, not many people read the creations that are out there. So actually engaging profiles through endorsements and shares is a much better way to get somebody's attention. And do remember when on LinkedIn, if you're going in and out of people's profiles, that you can come off as a real creeper if you sign in and out of people's profile, especially if they have premium. If they have premium, they're able to see every time you've logged in and out of their profile. If they have basic, they can see log in and out of the profile, but kind of at a low level, only a few people a month do they get to know. But a lot of people that are using this for business actually have the premium account and can see every time you visit it. So that goes out to you creepers that are out there looking at your ex's profiles. Remember, LinkedIn's one of the few social media sites where you can see who was on your profile, and it can really lead to some awkwardness. So last but not least, we'll talk about some other quick ways and we'll finish out the podcast there. One of the best things you can do is offer people who don't have quality content for their localized businesses the ability to do video. This is something I mentioned in a couple of different categories. There are endless amounts of social media sites. There are endless amounts of websites. So I'm not going to go into every single website, but I just wanted to check back in with that one. Offering people a free ability to do video and getting them that attention is going to help you immensely. A lot of people look for people to help them first, but what I'm always suggesting in this whole entire podcast is be the icebreaker, be the person who crosses the line, be the person who reviews with the looking for a review, be the person who shares with the looking for a share versus the person who's looking for a share but then never shares. So offering these sources to local people is really going to help you grow your business. And also reaching out to local companies that do similar things. Say you work in mortgages, maybe you reach out to agents. Say you work as an agent, maybe you reach out to insurers and mortgage brokers, but try to connect yourself with localized companies working in the same type of business but with a different turn on it and work together on growing each other. Growing each other is one of the best ways to actually gain a huge following in a short period of time. Helping each other take on each other's contact lists and people that are followers, subscribers, or people who like their actual page is a great way to grow really quickly. If you put the information to practice that I talked about in this podcast, I can guarantee you're going to see an immediate change in your localized impressions. You're going to have a lot more people know who you are. You're going to have a lot more people thankful for the business that you've sent them, and they're going to send you it in return. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me, PM me, DM me, call me, whatever works best. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, tell your friends about it, and thank you for listening this week, and we'll talk to you next week.